Now I'm at Hickory Creek Wilderness Area officially. A black-footed green warbler. My name is Rob, and this is Songbirding. What's this? It's a young bird of some kind. Oh, what's that? Oh. Got some yellow-bellied sapsuckers here. At least a couple of them. Three, maybe four now. It's got three sapsuckers and one downy woodpecker. Seem to be chasing each other around in here. Oh, someone's drumming. That may be a sapsucker. It's a lot of vocalizing chipmunks right now. These sharp ticks, tick, tick, tick. Then there's some drumming from sapsuckers. And downy woodpecker, too. It's red-eyed vireo vocalizing as well. There's the mewing of another sapsucker. It may have been an Acadian flycatcher call, I'm not sure. Something made a call similar to one. It may have just been the vireo doing a mimicry. I don't see the right habitat here. Oh, I believe I just heard a raven behind me. One of the things that can help a lot when learning birds is learning what isn't a bird. This is a chipmunk. From a distance, this just sounds like some kind of chip calls. But if you listen carefully, there's kind of a quality to it as well. A bit of a knocking. And they can also just make that sound independently as well too, the kind of knocking sound. So this is specifically eastern chipmunk, but there are a lot of chipmunk species in the west as well. In fact, there are too many. Hard to keep track of. Oh, black-capped chickadee. More chipmunks. There's also squirrels that vocalize as well. Just haven't come across any today, but if you've listened to many past episodes, I'm sure you've heard many a squirrel. Especially red squirrels, which love to get angry at every potential predator. They like to scold. Getting some chipper calls from a scarlet tanager. Sounds a chipper, chipper. And this is the call, not the song. It's not super loud, but it is very distinct, and it can stand out easily. And that unidentified birdsong you had earlier, that I suspect summer tanager, had elements of this in it, which, being a related bird, I figured might be present. But again, even Merlin wasn't sure. I've always found this call interesting because to some species this could be a song. You know, there are warblers that have similarly short and succinct songs. There's two of them here now. I'm doing tick without the burr. Now it's doing the burr. Could be male and female. I don't know if young would be old enough to vocalize like this. Could be males on different territories too, just communicating their borders. I'm not sure. Oh, another tick. The first tanager is coming down a little lower. It's a little louder now. Findings like that make afternoon recording still worth it. I don't get as much, but what I do get, you can get isolated examples of species that might be overlapped in morning recordings. What was that? Might be a red-shouldered hawk in here. Oh, dark-eyed Junco. That rattle call of dark-eyed Junco's get. Won't be long until these vireos fall silent. Just got a few more weeks. So these are red-eyed vireos. For me, they're kind of the baseline vireo. They're the first one I'd got to know. What was the downy woodpecker? But as the most frequent vocalizer of the vireos, it's kind of easy to think of red-eyed as kind of a baseline vireo to judge all other vireos from when it comes to song. The blue-eyed being sweeter. Philadelphia I've only encountered a couple times, and I know they can overlap a bit in song with red-eyed. Whenever they haven't, though, it's it sounded more slurrier and almost drunken. And then oh, that's interesting. Don't know what that is. First I thought maybe whippoorwill, but that's the wrong time of day. Not exactly the right tones. Could be another hawk species. Well, whatever that bird was, not hearing it anymore. It's really nice how loud the red-eyed vireos are in here. It's kind of like an auditorium. Because in all directions I can just see forest, nothing else. Canopy isn't all-encompassing here, but it covers enough for it to be cool in here. I do hear some blue jays being very quiet. Oh. Saw a tiny shrew running through the leaves. It saw me, though. Since there's so many vireos singing here, let's look at the eBird list right now. The yellow-bellied sapsucker, there was at least four. There was one red-bellied woodpecker at one point, a couple downy woodpeckers. A couple eastern woodpeckers. So it does say Acadian flycatcher is possible here. I just don't know that that's what that was that I heard, though. Lots of red-eyed vireos, a couple blue jays, a crow, a raven. Couple blue-headed vireos, some black-capped chickadees, white-breasted nuthatch, there were some cedar waxwings at one point, at least one dark-eyed junco. A couple of black-throated blue warblers. A couple of black-throated green warblers. A couple of scarlet tanagers, at least three. And maybe a summer tanager. I don't know. I'm going to leave that off for now. Until I review the recording. I think I forgot to mention earlier, also yellow-throated vireo, which has kind of this vireo song, but sounds like a scarlet tanager singing it. If you can imagine that, you can basically think of what, you can kind of imagine in your head what a yellow-throated vireo sounds like when you're hearing this, and you think about the scarlet tanager song. That sore-throated robin song. Warbling vireo, of course, they don't have the same kind of song at all. They warble. And white-eyed vireo, I've not really encountered much. It's not really in my head right now what that sounds like, but I'm pretty sure they're not like the others either. Songbirding, the Allegheny National Forest, is a Songbirding Studios production and was recorded, engineered, narrated, and created by me, Rob Porter, with cover art and logo design by Lauren Helton and Creative Commons music from Jason Shaw.